This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It is Wake Up Call. Tomorrow, the Major League Baseball postseason begins. Steve Gardner, USA Today, joining us. He is on our Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am so excited about this. It looks the bracket looks great. Let's before we get to the playoffs, though, I wanted your thoughts as a guy that we have talked to so many years on historical moments in baseball. 62. What is it to you? What is it to baseball?
I think it's a fantastic accomplishment. It's the American League record. It's a disservice to baseball to talk about clean records versus asterisks, you know, all that sort of stuff with Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is the record holder. Yeah. So we'll just put that to rest, any of those arguments to rest immediately. And I think the focus on that kind of took away a little bit of the excitement and the thrill of Judge going for 61 and 62. It's a historic season. He's a New York Yankees right fielder, who held the record for, Babe Ruth had 60, Maris 61. So it's a nice little chain, with the links to the past. I thought it was fantastic, and it was an exciting race because he drew it out a little bit, and struggled to get those last couple home runs. So I thought it was tremendous, and it should have been celebrated in all corners rather than kind of, held up as the real record, and putting a taint on the past.
Yeah, I thought what John Sterling said in his radio call was really poignant. He said it's an American League record. The American League has been around for 120 years, and
right.
No one has hit more home runs in that league than Aaron Judge. But that being said, is there a worry for those of us who remember when these were two distinct leagues that line is now going to be so blurred we can't look at these things as American League, National League anymore? Like, we don't do AFC, NFC things.
Yeah, I think, and what will happen eventually when Major League Baseball expands to 32 teams and realigns the teams a little bit differently, we may see more American League teams go to the National League and vice versa, and it ends up where that's not really a thing anymore. So it could be in a few years those lines are completely blurred, but while they're there, let's go ahead and, make the distinctions. Give us another way to celebrate. I think that's great.
I was nervous, Steve, with this expansion of playoffs. I'm not one of those people who thinks more is better. But then I look at this bracket and I go, you know what? I think they nailed this. I think this is a good-looking playoff bracket. And the way it's structured, the one-game wild card was exciting, but I never felt comfortable with it. But I love the way they've done this. How do you look at the bracket? How do you see the way this is laid out?
Yeah, I like it too. And the one thing I might do to tweak it for later years is maybe reseed after the wild card round
yeah.
is played. Because, right now you look at some of the wild card teams, it seemed like there might be a benefit for, say, the Philadelphia Phillies to get the sixth seed and face the Cardinals rather than get the fifth seed and face the 101-win New York Mets. That sort of thing might be a little bit of something that needs a tweak. And if one upset occurs, then you reseed them. I think that's possible, or maybe just go strictly on record. As far as the overall scope of things, I like that it's compressed to where you've got three games right in a row for wild card weekend, and there's no travel, and you have to kind of use the depth of your roster now, which hasn't been a thing that playoff teams have been forced to do very much because of the travel days that are built in. So I think this is a fun feature, and the fact that you're not, your season doesn't end after one game
right.
after you've made the playoffs. I think it gives teams incentive during the regular season to compete to make the playoffs more so than, if they had in previous years with just the one-game wild card playoff and you get in, you don't have a home game, you lose. Was it really worth it to make some of those moves at the trade deadline?
We have seen a number of times during the postseason. I remember the Rockies, for example, in 2007. They got rid of the Diamondbacks really quickly. Had this big, huge layoff before the playoffs. During the playoffs, we've seen teams wonder if that's a problem, and then we say, but the rest and the reset of the pitching is a big benefit. How much of a benefit is those four teams that get to watch the wild card round and reset? Is baseball tricky that momentum sometimes is better than taking some like a week off?
Yeah, I remember specifically my USA Today colleague Bob Nightingale back when the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers met in the World Series, and the Tigers had swept the ALCS, and somebody asked him for his prediction for the World Series, and he said Tigers in three, and the Cardinals ended up winning. So the layoff hurt those, the Tigers that year, but I think that's an anomaly, and certainly for the Yankees, who have some injury issues. They will be happy to have those days off. Teams that want to reset their pitching rotations, they're very happy to do that. It's been a long season, and I think that those teams that get the bye here in this year's playoffs will be very happy that they did. I think will be substantial favorites to reach the championship series.
The Dodgers won 111 games. Only two other teams have done better than that. They've won the most of any National League team in 162 games. But again, we always judge you by how you win a world championship. For the Dodgers, they've had seasons like this, 100-plus wins, but have only one title. Is there anything different about this Dodgers team? A player coming and going, an addition, subtraction, that is a lot different than the Dodger teams that we've seen coming in this strong?
Well, another MVP candidate in Freddie Freeman is there. I think one of the things that impresses me the most about this Dodgers team is how strong they are in all facets of the game. You know, number one in scoring in the major leagues, number one in run prevention, and the run differential you're talking about, the win total, the run differential is something we haven't seen in Major League Baseball since the 36 Gehrig DiMaggio Yankees.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're that dominant. I think the interesting thing is, as good as the Dodgers are overall, they still have that question mark at closer that could be an Achilles heel. We've seen so many teams, blow late leads in playoff games and in the World Series, and it costs them. And that's where I think the Dodgers, may have a slight weak spot that other teams could possibly exploit.
Do you see anybody in the first round, the wild card round, that is relieved to get there because now it's a second chance? They may be stumbling a bit, but give them a reset button. They've got one or two pitchers that are solid enough to get them through this. Is there any team that stands out in that regard?
I see a couple of them, actually. San Diego, to me, is definitely that team in the National League. I mean, they didn't get the boost that they thought they were going to get from the players that they acquired at the trade deadline. But then, the playoffs give you a chance to reset, and, teams that come in stumbling, I remember the Yankees when they won their last World Series just were atrocious at the end of the regular season and then just blitzed through the playoffs. So not to say that San Diego is going to do the same thing, but after being not that impressive down the stretch, I think the Padres could certainly turn things on. Juan Soto could catch fire, and they could give the Mets a scare. They could give the Dodgers a scare. That'll be fun. And the Blue Jays, I think, could be that same type of team in the American League. We've seen Toronto have a great offensive season, but yet it seems like Vladimir Guerrero and Bo Bichette and those guys didn't really perform. I mean, were they slightly disappointing, with all the success they had? I could see those guys getting hot, and then you've got Gausman and Alek Manoah, who could kind of carry a team, through the playoffs as well. So both of those teams, to me, are ones to watch.
The Houston Astros, give us an idea on how they still do it. I mean, Carlos Correa gone, George Springer gone, yet Yordan Alvarez will just step up. Kyle Tucker will just step up. Like, it's a bunch of, are they just growing young star baseball players in their farm system?
It seems that way. And, you know, yeah. Jeremy Pena came in.
Right, Jeremy Pena.
As Carlos Correa left, Pena comes in and has all of that pressure and performed exceptionally well. I think for the Astros, getting Justin Verlander back makes them better than last year's team, yeah, because he was the best pitcher in baseball this season. A 1.75 ERA, come on. And their pitching staff is so deep. And I think that's one of the things, talking about how a compressed schedule, you know, no, there's a missing off day in the ALCS, I believe. So the depth of pitching, especially starting pitching, becomes a bigger factor, and they have, I think, by far the deepest, best starting pitching staff. And when they can move those guys that don't make the cut in the rotation to the bullpen, if somebody doesn't have it on a particular day, it gives Dusty Baker so many different options. And I go back to Dusty too, a fantastic manager who has postseason experience, still looking for that first World Series title. So I think that gives the Astros, not that they need it, but gives them some extra motivation as well.
How concerned should anybody who's a fan of the Mets be? This was a 10.5 game lead at one point. I get it. They're going to say the right things. Hey, if we meet the Braves again, it'll be different. They had a chance down in Atlanta to show that they were better than the Braves, and they didn't show up for that series. Is there any concern that this is a team that is going to suffer from that we shouldn't even be in this round thing?
I don't think so. I don't think Max Scherzer will let them. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. If there's a guy who knows how to get through this, it's him, right?
Yes, having seen him in the playoffs so many times at up close and personal, I think Max Scherzer is a guy that maybe this Mets team needed to get them over the hump. Now, really, the Atlanta Braves, they ended up with the same number of wins.
Right.
You know, Atlanta won the division on the tiebreaker. So, 101-win team. Certainly, you know, if they should fall to the Padres in this wild card, it'll feel like a faltered season, you know, a lost season. But I think that the Mets are a solid team, a very good team. And up and down the lineup, you've got the MVP candidate in Pete Alonso, the batting champ in Jeff McNeil, the best closer in the game in Edwin Diaz. This is a stacked Mets team that could certainly make a run. And with Scherzer and DeGrom, even though they didn't get it done against the Braves, I think we'll be much better the next time they take the mound.
Yeah, we talk about playoffs being a mental reset. That would be interesting to see them just go, you know what, forget it. Don't worry about it. We'll just take care of the Padres and see what happens after that. But it's taking care of the Padres. Steve, always good talking to you, my man. I appreciate it. This is a fun time of year, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
You got it. Steve Gardner, USA Today, talking some baseball. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be worried if I'm a Mets fan. This three-game series against San Diego, you know, you never know. You lose game one, the pressure's on game two. You got to be careful. I get it. I've seen this too many times. But I do think that this Mets team has to say, look, if you thought all the other Mets teams that had collapsed, some of us were part of it, but not all of us. And you know what? We're going in a different direction now, and let's just take care of business. He's right. They won 101 games, all right? So that's not a team that just completely fell apart. They won 101 games, and that's a season where you have a lot of ups, some downs, but mostly ups. So I don't know if I'd be that nervous, but still, you got to play an extra round, and the Braves don't. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.